This is a test of the emergency broadcast system.
Ginger and Nuts, voted the best community radio show.
But this could be going out in December.
It could be going out in Fortnite as well.
Anyway, welcome to the latest Ginger and Nuts show live from Studio One. And don't forget, by the way, if you want to get in touch with the show, all you got to do is email studio@gingerandnuts.uk. I tell you what, I should go on X Factor.
You should.
I should.
You'd be out in the first round.
Yeah, right.
Tweet us at Ginger and Nuts.
Well, you've got a nice singing voice there, Ginger.
I hope you did.
Quite high pitched.
I've already released an album, though. I don't need to do it again.
And me, I'll release a single, still available in Japan. Where's yours still available in?
All good Christian bookshops.
No, you try searching for it, Ginge.
I haven't been in a good Christian bookshop yet.
What a week. What a week it's been. There's been bickering from sad wannabes.
They've ruined my holiday.
They've ruined my holiday as well, to be perfectly honest with you, but that was all on Facebook. Anyway, I'm not going to moan. I'm not going to groan. I'm leaving that for Mike Organ, but we had a lovely time in Minehead, didn't we?
We did. A bit windy, but
But that was just me.
We were on the beach. We were on the beach on Sunday, and we had an ice cream. It was beautiful.
When you say we were on the beach, I don't think I was on the beach.
Well, we were down by the beach, and Charlie was having a cartoon.
I even saw the beach.
Yes, you did.
I didn't see the
beach. Charlie had a caricature done, and we were sat right by the beach.
Oh, by the beach. I wasn't on the beach.
No, Liam and Charlie were on the beach.
But anyway, it took me back. It took me back to when I was a kid, because those were the days, Ginge. I had kind of many imaginary friends. Well, they were real people. I just imagined they were my friends, if you know what I mean. But like I say, do get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from you. studio@gingerandnuts.uk. A brilliant competition for the festive gift fair at the NEC in Birmingham today. We'll tell you more about that a little bit later on.
No, this week.
Oh, that was a bit of a delay there, Ginge.
It was.
I was going over to Hong Kong.
I was waiting for you to go, ho, ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho.
In all the Christmas
Merry food. Christmas.
No, remember this week we're donating our words to Aid UK.
No, we're not. Forget it.
It means more music.
Forget it. We're not donating our words, Ginge.
Maybe we should just donate our actual words. We'd send a fortune.
I know. But I do apologise, but I was going to donate the words, but I don't think we've got time. I mean, look at link three here, look. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, there's
it's a
lot
page
there.
Long.
There's
right, keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nut Show live. Before we head over to the wonderful Smarty Pants for the quirky stories, let me just tell you this one. A furious mum who discovered her daughter had broken her bed having sex is now demanding she pays £1,600 for a new one.
Disgraceful.
Have you ever broken a bed having sex?
I have reinforced beds.
You just don't have sex, do you?
Now, a new survey has revealed that people who work longer hours are far more likely to go bald. So how come Mike Organ's got a full head of hair?
Although he's got less hair at the moment.
He has.
He's got less hair.
Has he had a trim?
He certainly has.
Now, let's catch up with Nikki.
Blimey, straight into it there, Ginge.
And her quirky stories.
How you doing?
Hello.
How's your week been, Nikki?
Been really good, actually, apart from all the rain that we've had.
Oh, I know. I was going to sing Raindrops Keep Falling on My Hair. We could do a duet. Come on, Nikki, your turn. You don't know the words, do you? You don't know the words. You don't know the words. So you've been searching the news for the quirky stories. So what have you found?
Well, a man saved all his nail clippings for a year and turned it into an engagement ring.
Does the fiancé know?
I don't know.
This is the question.
It doesn't say.
Is it toenail clippings or fingernail clippings?
It just says nail clippings, so I don't know if I want to know.
It's probably both. Yeah, I was going to say toenails would be worse. So is it just the middle part of the ring or is it the whole ring?
It's the diamond bit of it.
So you're telling me I could cut my toenails off and turn them into a diamond?
Cheeky challenge.
Yeah, we mixed it with some stuff and it turned it into, apparently.
Blimey, Ryle. I hope the stuff they're mixing with stops it from smelling. They're off nuts' feet. Your ring can smell of cheese.
Do you know what I was just going to say? I'm going to clip my nails and make something for a Nicky.
Oh, send it back, Nicky. Send it back.
But people do.
I can't give my address.
People do these kind of things, don't they? Well, like when people die, they turn their ashes into a ring and all this kind of stuff. But toenails.
It's romantic, I suppose, isn't it?
Not really.
Because he's a bloody cheapskate, that's what it is.
Cheapskate.
But where do they get these ideas?
Nutcases, that's what I say. So your next story, Nikki?
So a bride has been mocked for wearing a minion mask down the aisle because she didn't want to pay for a makeup artist.
Oh, what a prat.
Couldn't she just do her own makeup rather than wear a minion mask down the aisle?
Well, apparently she's obsessed with Despicable Me, and she did it as an opportunity to play a prank on her guest and her husband-to-be. So she told them that she didn't want to pay for a makeup artist and she was going to do her own makeup.
I mean, if you were the husband-to-be, right at the end of the aisle, you'd walk out, wouldn't you? You'd go, oh, I've changed my mind.
I don't know, his name was Gru.
I bet you they were all talking about it in the
reception.
They were all having a good old gossip.
At the end of the day, at least it was her wearing it and not like one of the guests or one of the bridesmaids. It's her wedding, so she can do what she wants.
She can get away with it.
Exactly. That would be more embarrassing, wouldn't it? One of the guests turning up in a minion mask. Oh, dearie me. Okay, your next one, Nikki.
A learner driver was arrested for turning up to his driving test in a stolen car.
Oh. So it was a stolen car?
Yeah, so West Midlands Police said that the man had failed his test for the 10th time before they arrived on Wednesday, and it was he stole a white Mitsubishi, and he was arrested on suspicion of taking a vehicle without the owner's consent to the test centre. Well, I was going to say, the funniest thing is, apparently he drove himself there unsupervised.
Apparently there's been two or three I've heard of recently on the news of people turning up to their test without their instructor. They just think they could turn up, so they failed before they even start.
I don't know how they have the nerve, to be perfectly honest with you.
Oh, yeah, where's your vehicle? Oh, it's that one over there. I borrowed it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, just ignore the lock, it's just been bodged.
The tree hanging off it that's dragging along the road.
Exactly. Oh, dearie me. Listen, Nikki, stay there. We'll be back with you in a tinkle or two. We're going to play a couple of songs, so don't you get going anywhere.
Okay.
I get tired and upset, and I'm trying to care a little less. When I Google, I only get depressed. I was taught to dodge those issues. I was told, don't worry, there's no doubt. There's always something to cry about. When you're stuck in an angry crowd, they don't think what they say before they open their mouth. You gotta
crack up your problem in your own kid bag and bury them in the limousine.
I don't care what the people may say, what the people may say about me.
Crack up your troubles, get your own grin back. Don't worry about the Calvary.
I don't care what the whisperers say, it. It's a touchy subject, and I like to tiptoe around the tiff going down. You got a penny, no pound. So if your business is running out, it's not my business to talk about. But they don't think what they say before they open their mouth. But I
crack up your trouble.
Being a bit of Eliza Doolittle. What a lovely name. Pack up. What keeps saying to Ginge? Pack up. Go on, pack up. I'm not joking. Just pack up and go. Anyway, the most popular dog names for 2020. How can it be the most popular dog names for 2020?
Because it's based
when we're
on...
only in 2019,
because
Ginge.
Because it's based on what people are Googling, what people are looking up. Trends that are being set at the moment, they'll go into 2020.
All right, scientist Ginge. At number 10, Ginge.
Maggie,
I think I've got something to say to you.
Number 9, it's Millie. And at number 8, it's Lady.
At number 7, it's Simba. At number 6, Luke. And at number 5, Bella. Come on, Bella. Bella. Yeah, that's a dog name.
It is a dog name.
Yeah.
Number 4 is Elsa. And at number 3, it's Harley.
Oh, when you said Elsa, you should have said, as long as you don't, let it go. At number 2, Lockie. And at number 1, Charlie. Oh.
So our son's the most popular dog name for 2020.
Anyway, listen, let's give our listeners the chance to win prizes because the festive gift fair is coming to the NEC in Birmingham. It's a popular 4-day November event and it's a cracking start to the Christmas season. It really, really is.
Now, from the moment you arrive, you'll be caught up in the fabulous atmosphere with 300 plus stalls overflowing with thousands upon thousands of unusual gifts, stocking fillers, decorations and artisan food and drink at prices worth celebrating.
It's an Aladdin's cave of sparkling stalls offering more choice, more variety and more fun than the high street and even this show. And it's all under one roof. Oh, Ginger, I can't wait to go. It's quite exciting, isn't
now,
it?
Now, you can even drop your bags off at the present creche and continue to shop some more.
How cool is that, though, a present creche?
I know, very clever. However, I hope they don't get my presents mixed up with somebody else's. But the Grinch will be up to his usual menacing antics.
I'm a bit like the Grinch, aren't I, Ginge?
You are, you're the Grinch and Father Christmas rolled into one.
Oh, talking of Father Christmas, he'll be mingling as well and the Stilts Jazz Band will be legging it up the aisles.
Wow, the UK's largest snowman will be amazing the children and the outrageous Panto Dame will be causing havoc around the hall.
The Bass Tones will have you toe-tapping as you shop with their Motown-style Christmas harmonies. And if that wasn't enough, the Fabulous Christmas Band will also be performing throughout the day as well.
I can't believe it. There's going to be lots of foodie stalls too, from cheese to chutneys, spices to spirits, puddings to preserves, chocolate to champagne, beer to brownies, popcorn to Prosecco and hampers to hog roasts.
Do you know what? You're making me jealous here already, Ginge.
Well, I've got my ticket. I don't know about you.
But by popular demand are the favourite stall holders, including Magical Story, the Perfume Shop, the Cheshire Cheese Company, there's Condessa like Welsh liqueurs and East to Eden as well. In addition to this year's festive gift fair, they'll be welcoming 100 new stall holders as well.
Now, tickets are priced from £6 per adult, but if you buy three tickets, you can get one free on Thursday and Friday, full day tickets.
All the details are on their website. Head over to www.festivegiftfair.co.uk. It's all taking place, like I say, at the NEC in Birmingham, 14th to the 17th of November, and it's going to be an absolute fabulous day. Of course, you can also book tickets via the Ticket Factory on 0844 581 0808. That's 0844 581 0808. But listen, we are giving you the chance to win tickets, aren't we, Ginge?
We are indeed.
Tell them more.
Now, for your chance to win a pair of tickets, head over to our website, gingerandnuts.uk, and answer the very, very simple question. Who stole Christmas? It closes on the 7th of November, so you've got to be quick.
It's going to be an absolute fabulous, fabulous event. Like I say, www.festivegiftfair.co.uk. Book your tickets via that, or head over to the Ticket Factory, 0844 581 0808. Right. Looking forward to it, Ginge.
And
really
me.
Looking forward to it. We might even do some live links down there.
Who knows?
No, we will. We will do some live links down there for our Christmas show, I think.
Wow.
Wonderful. Keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nut Show. Ginger and Nut Show live.
Live from a broom cupboard in the Midlands, it's the Ginger and Nut Show.
Caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of toasting and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
This is Dolly Parton.
Hey, I'm Ed Sheeran.
This is John Legend.
Hi, we're Little Mix.
Ginger and Nuts. Voted the best community radio show.
Thank you.
time for one of my favourite features.
Oh, yes, I know what you're talking about there, Ginge, because he might have a disability, but he's certainly got an ability worth sharing. It's time to head over to Ben Kelly, who I believe might even be talking about Christmas, Ginge.
Wow.
Thank you, Nuts. Yes, I'm back again. Ben Kelly on the Ginger and Nuts Show. Now, today's topic is quite an easy one, because it's that time of year again. No, not that. Not yet. I'm talking about the big wheel and the ice skating rink. See, these outdoor skating rinks pop up across the country, but I'm talking about the Birmingham one in particular. Plus, I'm delighted to say it's back in its normal pace in Centenary Square, up by the rep. I took a trip down there and they are just setting it up. They got the skating rink and the big wheel with it next door, which gives you gorgeous views of Birmingham from the top. They are open from the 7th of November to the 12th of January 2020. And the good news is, if you have a disability, you can certainly get on the ice. But of course, you need to be accompanied by someone. But it's good fun, you know, because I've done it in previous years. So you can skate from the 7th of November to the 12th of January. So that will get you into the Christmas spirit. My God, I mentioned about Christmas. But never mind. The big wheel, from previous years, they build the ramp. Plus, there's a special carriage for wheelchairs, which means you can go on the big wheel to see the fantastic views of Birmingham from a height. Well, if you want more information, go to your search engine and type in www.highskatebirmingham.co.uk. So, thank you again. I know I keep saying it, but the feedback's been fantastic again. Thank you to Frankie UK for your nice comments. Thank you very much. So, I shall be back next week with my next topic. But don't forget, the ice skating rink don't open until the 7th of November. So, I will try and get a outside broadcast live from there, if I can. That will be awesome. See you all next week. Take care. Now back to Nuts in Studio One.
It's a heartache. Nothing but a heartache. Hit you when it's too late. Hit you when you're down. It's a fool's game. Nothing but a fool's game. Standing in the cold rain. Feeling like a clown. It's
It's a heartache. You must have heard that in my legend.
I did indeed when I was playing my bingo beats quiz.
Is that what you want? I thought I'd recognised it. Great song, though. Rod Stewart there. Now, because we've talked about Minehead, of course, those moaning minis. Oh, I tell you what, I wish I could tell them all off on air, but I won't.
I wish I could have slammed the ice cream in the face on Sunday.
Oh, no.
Ruining my day.
And it was all about another radio station, some tin pot station that absolutely got on my nerves. But anyway, Ginge, I'm not going to moan anymore. I'm going to let you introduce the next bit.
Yes, because one person who never disappoints us with his moan is Mike Organ.
Going global at the moment, Mike. Loads of people loving your moans.
we have a situation where 39 people...
straight into it there, Mike.
Died in, say it again.
Straight into it there. I was still doing the intro. I was still building you up. Carry on. What was you going to say?
Right. We've just had 39 people die in a container. And yes, the driver of the vehicle and others need to be obviously charged with manslaughter. However, the fault lies with the port authorities. Because you can't allow anybody to drive a vehicle in without you knowing what's in it. Because imagine a terrorist decided to hijack one of those lorries and put a bomb in the back.
I thought they had to open all the doors and have a look inside.
I think they just choose selected ones, don't they?
Well, the fact that they've proved that this has happened before with this same group of people, it does make you think, well, you need to get stronger at your port authorities. You can't help the people dying, because that could have happened in Brussels where the vehicle left from.
Yeah.
You can't say that happened, in the UK or Ireland. But the fact that he must have stopped his wagon when he got to wherever he got to and opened up to let them out and found they were all dead, that's the difficult one, isn't it? Anyway, the news this week, there's a special wedding, celebrity wedding going on. Whoopi Goldberg and Peter Cushing. She'll become a Whoopi Cushing, won't she?
Oh.
Now, secondly, we've got the election coming up in December, but isn't it going to be a case of Batman and Robin, where Jeremy Corbyn becomes the Mad Joker, Catwoman is Jo Swinton with her psychic ugly sister, Nicola Sturgeon, Robin would be Boris Johnson. However, Batman in his cape,
it's
going to be Nigel Farage.
Nigel Farage.
Fighting the cause. That's the moan for this week.
Yeah, moan. Would you like us to play a song for you today, by the way?
Yes,
we're feeling nice.
I'd like you to play a Christmas album. A Christmas one.
A Christmas
George
album?
One.
Blimey, we ain't got time for an album, Mike.
No. Remember the George Michael one I said to you when you sent me the...
Oh, yes, I do.
Yes.
We'll play that after our quirky Christmas gifts, then.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I've been looking forward to those gifts.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for a crazy one for Kat. You know, I was thinking about buying a blow up doll for Christmas, you know.
Well, apparently
the problem is most of them have a leak in.
As always, Mike, never a chore. Thank you very much indeed, and we'll catch you next week.
I'll speak to you again if you're really unlucky.
Oh, thank you.
Merry Christmas. May your silent nights will snow fall upon my bed. White sugar from Jesus and take me to the day. She could always smile. The virgin child would always show you sin just to say that the war would have to wait. There was always
You, Ginger, you waste too much time tinkering about.
Well, I've had to just squeeze George Michael in there because I think we're rapidly running out of time, and I've promised Mike.
You promised Mike that you're going to be doing quirky gift ideas. There's nothing on my sheet here about quirky gifts because you were too busy in mine, Ed.
Well,
that's you just yabbling on again.
What's more important, quirky gifts or ice creams?
You need to reel yourself in sometimes and stop going on. Mike will all be excited now about these quirky gifts.
I'll send Mike a couple of quirky gifts privately.
Load of tosh. You should reel yourself in. Right, let's head back to Smarty. Is that what they're called? A lover's tiff?
They'll see a lover's tiff in a minute.
So we're back with Nikki Smart after that wonderful collection of songs which Ginge chose. Thank you very much indeed for that. As always.
Great choice, Ginge.
Thank you.
It was a good choice, wasn't it? So what other stories have you got for us, Nikki?
Okay, so there's a very smart horse. He plays dead every time someone tries to ride him.
So he just gets down on the floor?
Yeah, so every time someone rides him, he just appears to give up the ghost and drops to the floor pretending to be dead.
How funny.
He even loosens his tongue and puts his teeth in weird positions to make it look like he can go on no longer.
That is genius, isn't it?
So cute and so clever.
I'd love to meet that horse.
I'm just wondering if you've been to Somerset recently.
We have.
Oh, okay, because apparently if you've lost a massive bag of certain toys, they've been found in Somerset.
Oh, crikey, that's where you left it.
Well, hang on, it depends what was in the bag.
A bag of grown-ups toys.
Oh, yeah, definitely nutsies then.
Don't be worried about saying it, you know what I mean? You can say a bag of dildos. Go on, say it.
Bag of dildos.
Don't tease. So they've just been found in the street?
Yeah, apparently they were just dumped on the side of the road.
That's when he lobbed it out the window as we were driving past.
It must have been somebody who's had a row, mustn't it? They must have kind of had a lover's tiff.
That's it.
Stick your dildos up your backside and threw them out.
That's probably what he was doing. That's why they had the argument.
Was it a big bag full of different ones or?
Well, it says there were up to 10 vibrators discovered, all varying in size and colour.
Crikey,
right? It's not known if they've been used or if they still work.
Why don't you ring up Nikki and pretend they're yours?
Well, no, because they'll ask for a description. I'll be like, they vary.
They're just different colours.
Just so is the one with three ends? When they say no, no, they can't be mine.
Can't be my bag then. Yeah. That must be somewhere else.
Or maybe that was the other bag that I lost.
Yeah. Oh, how funny. Oh. How funny.
You'd never go into a police station, you wouldn't. Would you, to ask for them back.
So, Nikki, have you got another one?
I don't know where to go from there.
No.
Yeah, so if when you're at the hairdressers, if you hate all the small talk and always find it really awkward, you can now book for a silent haircut.
Oh. I normally opt for a silent haircut anyway, because they always talk a load of tosh, don't they? Oh, where you been on holiday? Nowhere.
My life's that boring that they're like, where have you been on holiday? Nowhere. What have you been up to? Nothing.
Day off work today? No, don't work, mate. Do you like the small talk in the hairdressers?
No, I don't. It's always so awkward.
So is that your stories for the day, or you got any more?
I've got one more for
you. One more from Nikki.
So a woman from a certain chain of furniture shop has made an awkward blunder during a voicemail to a customer. So she phoned the customer just to let her know that his recent order was ready and wanted to discuss the delivery, and said, you know, if you could give us a ring back. And then thinking she'd hung up, one of the Ed Sheeran songs came on and she started singing along and started down the phone going, I'm in love with the shape of you.
I do love that song, though. I mean, if I heard it, I'd probably join in.
Yeah, but she hadn't put the phone down, Ginge.
No, I know, but that's a nice little ending, isn't it, to the message?
What did she...
Thank goodness it was that song that came on.
Oh, I was going to say, can you imagine if it was something else?
Did she have a nice voice?
It doesn't say.
I always have to double check now. Even though I put the phone down and I know I've pressed end call, I still have to double check that I've ended the call. You know, sometimes I have to turn the phone completely off just to make sure. So you're back next week, Nikki?
If you'll have me back.
Of course we will. We will. Love Nikki. Round of applause for her smarty pants. Thanks, Nikki.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a fabulous week.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just on the night, like the 4th of July. 'Cause baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Ginger, that's one of my favourite songs of all time.
Well, I thought I'd play it in case anybody's listening on Bonfire Night. I thought it'd be quite good.
Oh, yeah, we're supposed to be... We're doing this at Halloween, but...
It's all about Christmas, really.
It's all about Christmas. Forget Halloween. But I have to say, just before that song, Nicky Smart talked about guy who talks about his delivery, and the girl on the other end put the phone down and starts singing, "I'm in love with the shape of you." Well, anyway, we've found the clip.
We have found the clip. Play it.
Hiya, Mark. It's Maxine from Oak Furniture Land. I hope you're well. Just wanted to have a quick chat with you about your recent order with us to go through the sofas and discuss the delivery. If you can give me a call back between now and 6 p.m. I'm here on 800-112-4577 and just ask for Maxine. Thank you. I'm in love with the shape of you.
It's just brilliant, isn't it? It really is brilliant.
That's the sort of thing I'd do.
Now, don't forget, Marvel Universe Live is coming to Birmingham, featuring 25 plus Marvel characters and one epic quest. It's going to be brilliant.
Yes, indeed. Spider-Man, Iron Man, Captain America, Thor, Black Panther, Hulk, Black Widow, and the Guardians of the Galaxy all unite in a race against time to defeat Loki in an epic quest to defend the universe from evil.
Marvel's mightiest heroes face off against some of the most threatening villains in the Marvel Universe. Loki, Nebula, Yondu, Green Goblin, Electro, Rhino, Black Cat, and more. This is going to be amazing.
It is going to really be amazing. Now it's coming to Arena Birmingham between the 5th and the 8th of December.
To book your tickets or find out more, head over to www.marveluniverselive.com. That's www.marveluniverselive.com. We've thrown all the details on our website as well, so check it out and book your tickets. It is going to be amazing. We will be there, won't we, Ginge?
We will indeed. I'll be there waving.
Willing them on. I might even dress up as Spider-Man.
Well, you've got a Batman costume in the loft. Will that do?
No, that's not Marvel, Ginge. It's no good talking about Batman under the Marvel link here. I'm talking about Spider-Man.
Okay, we'll rent you a costume.
I could be the Hulk.
Oh, you could be the Hulk.
I could be the Hulk.
I could just rip a T-shirt up and dye it green. No problem.
check out their website, by the way. Book your tickets. It's going to be amazing. It really is. There's going to be loads of kind of fighting battles. There's going to be people doing somersaults and fights. And it's going to be... And there's 3D effects. There's polytechnic effect. It just is going to be absolutely amazing.
Oh, I cannot wait.
It's like you're going to be on the set of a Marvel film, isn't it? That's what it's going to be like. Head over to www.marveluniverselive.com. Right, keep it here. It is, of course, the Ginger and Nuts Show live.
It's murder on the dance floor. But you better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know about your kind. And so I'll have to play. If you think you're getting away, I will prove you wrong. I'll take you all the way. Boy, just come along. Hear me when I say, hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the girl. You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down. Oh, I know. There may be others. And so. You'll just have to pray.
You better not steal the moves, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not kill the booth. Hey, 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 hey. It's murder on the dance floor, but you better not steal the moves, DJ.
That's it. The end of the show is here. I can't believe it. Ginge, it's whizzed by as usual. Big thanks to, of course, Nikki Smart. Round of applause to Nikki there. Mike Organ, Leigh Gendwin here. Keep the applause going, please, as we also say Ben Kelly as well.
Yay, Ben. Have I got a joke before we go? Have I got time to squeeze it in?
It's not your wonky joke,
is it? No, it isn't my wonky joke. Police, come to the door. Knock, knock. Who is it? It's the police. What do you want? We just want to talk. How many are there? Two of us. Then just talk to each other. Boom, boom.
You mean then just talk to each other?
Yeah, them. There's two of them.
Yeah, right. I found that really
Bring
funny.
Back Joker John.
Yeah, I was going to say Joker John back next week. From me and Ginge, have a fabulous week. We've got a great show planned for you next week. We can't tell you too much, but it's going to be amazing. It really is. But from me and Ginge, it's goodbye, isn't it?
It is. Bye bye.